everybody. It's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the Gray Rock Method, specifically what it is and what it is not. This is something a lot of people are often confused by, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. You are locked in a battle for mastery over your emotions, and a very effective strategy in battle is to take the enemy's weapons away from them. If others weaponize your emotional reactions against you, gaining control over these things removes their access to that weapon. First, let's talk about what Gray Rock isn't. When people hear about the Gray Rock Method, they often form a lot of misconceptions about what it is and how it works. The Gray Rock Method is the art of not reacting to the provocations of a narcissist or other toxic person. It is called the Gray Rock Method because you can envision how a gray rock would react to help you understand. This is helpful because a gray rock wouldn't react, and that's the point. No matter what was going on inside, you would not see a reaction from a gray rock. The Gray Rock Method assumes that you have already asserted to the toxic person multiple times that their behavior is inappropriate or intolerable and that they don't care. It further assumes that you are interacting with this person on a very limited basis only because you absolutely have to. It is, in fact, predicated on these things. So with that in mind, let's first cover what Gray Rock isn't. Number one, the Gray Rock Method is not about repressing your emotions. This is probably the number one misconception about the Gray Rock Method. When you use this method during interactions with narcissists and other toxic people, it requires you to control your reactions to their provocations. This can feel like repressing emotions until you learn how to stop reacting to them in the moment. But you are not repressing your emotions, you are controlling your reactions to your emotions. You can feel, express, and process an emotion authentically without allowing yourself to engage in unhealthy or unhelpful behavior because of it. Emotions can be experienced without being acted upon. You can feel anger without yelling. You can feel happy without dancing. You can feel hurt without lashing out. You can feel pride without bragging. You can experience emotions without acting on them in unhealthy ways, and taking the bait from narcissists is unhealthy. It causes a huge amount of stress, emotional upset that often turns into physical symptoms, and it causes you to feed into the situation. Controlling your reaction stops this from happening because it teaches you how to manage your emotions. The Gray Rock Method should not stop you from feeling emotions, but often people don't know how to feel an emotion without reacting to it. They may not even realize this can be done. And so because the emotion is so uncomfortable, they focus on trying to ignore or avoid the emotion instead of focusing on trying to control their reaction to the emotion. This is what results in repression. Be sure you are still processing the emotions. If you need to express anger in a healthy way, for example, there are many ways to do that don't involve pointlessly battling with a toxic adult toddler. Find the things that work for you. Number two, the Gray Rock Method is not ghosting, stonewalling, the silent treatment. The Gray Rock Method is not ignoring someone or refusing to answer them. It's not simply disappearing and never speaking to somebody again. The Gray Rock Method is a way of interacting with another person where you do not allow reactions to your emotions to take over. There's nothing abusive or toxic about that, and it should not be confused with things like stonewalling, ghosting, the silent treatment, or things of that nature, because not only is the motivation behind these things completely different, they don't even look the same. The silent treatment is a passive-aggressive punishment because someone has not done what is wanted of them, or a manipulation designed to force people into doing something. It's someone treating the other person as if they don't exist. The Gray Rock Method is designed to be used during required interactions with somebody, so already by definition, this is different. You can respond without reacting. That is the point of Gray Rock. Number three, the Gray Rock Method is not designed to control the behavior of other people. Probably the number one complaint people make about Gray Rock is that it doesn't control the toxic person's behavior. That's right, it doesn't. It's not going to. If you are using the Grey Rock method to manipulate or control another person, this is the exact opposite purpose of it, and it will not work. Over time, if you use the Grey Rock method, a narcissist might decide that they're not getting the supply that they want from the relationship and move on. But if this happens, and it might, it's a lucky side effect. It's not the purpose of learning to control your reactions. You are not in control of another person's behavior or choices and can do nothing about these things at all. Nothing will control someone else's behavior except them making a choice to control it. It doesn't matter what you do or don't do. We are not gods, and we don't have a godlike power to control other people. It's time to let go of this belief if you're holding it and look at what you can control. You can control your reactions to your emotions. You can control what you do, what you say. The Grey Rock method is about focusing on that instead of focusing on trying to control the other person, because trying to control other people doesn't work. Sometimes people feel helpless or anxious upon hearing that, but it's only because the perspective about this has not shifted yet. It will with practice, and when it does, you will find that you really can't control other people and you really don't need to anyway. Controlling yourself, your reactions, and your space is all you really need to be able to do to bring peace to your life. Number four, the Grey Rock method is not a long-term strategy for dealing with toxic or abusive people. The Grey Rock method is predicated on the assumption that the interactions with the toxic person are brief and/or infrequent. It is not a long-term strategy for managing frequent communication with toxic people. There is no long-term strategy for managing frequent communication with toxic people. Learning to control your reactions is an invaluable skill that can benefit you in many ways and in many situations for the rest of your life. It helps bring you peace. Living or constantly interacting with a person who's trying to harm, upset, and sabotage you does not do any of those things. Grey Rock should never be used as a tool to perpetuate a relationship with an abuser, especially because the abuser may choose to escalate their behavior when their usual methods of getting a reaction out of you are no longer successful. There is no way to have a safe, stable, healthy relationship with an unsafe, unstable, unhealthy person. This is a dangerous game to play, and it's one that could cost you and your family dearly. Number five, the Grey Rock method is not an alternative to going no contact or a way to perpetuate a relationship with an abuser. Many times people believe that using the Grey Rock method will make the relationship with a narcissist or other toxic person bearable. It won't. Alternately, they may believe it's the same as or similar to going no contact with an abuser without having to do that. It isn't. It will help take your reaction-related stress levels down, but all of the narcissist behaviors will still be there. They will still cause catastrophes and crises and create chaos because that's what this kind of person does. They can still do things that will cause problems in your life, and they will. They will still spend money and not pay the bills, or wreck the car, or steal from you, or smear you to other people, or lie to you, or cheat on you, or physically attack you, and all the things they've been doing this entire time. You learning to control your reactions will not change that, and you not reacting to your feelings about these things will not mitigate the very real problems they will continue to cause. Controlling your reactions will not unwreck your car. It will not pay your rent. It does nothing to change another person's behavior, and it isn't something that can be used to make the relationship work. A relationship with this kind of person can't work because it's not a relationship. It's a parasitic transactional association where one person takes while giving nothing healthy and the other gives while receiving nothing healthy. Grey Rock is sometimes a precursor to going no contact, but it is not an alternative to it. There is no healthy alternative to ending an abusive relationship. Now that we know what Grey Rock isn't, what is it? Put very simply, the Grey Rock method is controlling the reactions to your emotions. That's it. It sounds simple. It is simple, but simple doesn't always mean easy. Mastering yourself in this way is one of the hardest things most people will ever try to learn to do. In many ways, it is our greatest challenge as human beings. But something being difficult is not a reason not to do it. There are many things that we have to do, even though they're hard. Learning to do this is not about toxic people. It's not about repressing yourself or being inauthentic. It's about mastering yourself and your reactions so that you can fully stand in your own power. When you learn to master your reactions to emotions, other people lose the ability to manipulate you in this way. They can no longer control you through your emotions. You're not a robot and you're not a remote control. Therefore, other people don't need to have the ability to control you by pushing those buttons. That is what Grey Rock is about. There's no shortcut to this and no easy way to do it. We have to sit with the discomfort of not reacting until we learn to let go of the ego narrative that we are required to do so. It's not as easy as it sounds, but it's also not as difficult as it first feels like it is either. The problem is not the emotions. The problem is the reaction to the emotions. Once we can truly understand that, it gets a little easier. The key is finding ways to be okay with not reacting. This requires mastering the ego, and that is not an easy thing to do because the ego screams to be acknowledged. It screams even to be avenged. Controlling your reactions involves learning how to authentically soothe your ego without needing to behave in an unhealthy way in order to do that. Understanding that people's behavior is about them and not you can go a long way toward helping you to achieve that. Their behavior is a result of them reacting to their internal experiences. Yours is a result of you doing the same thing, and round it goes. Exploring your triggers helps a lot too. Examine your emotions and ask yourself, why am I reacting to this so strongly? What is it about this that is so upsetting? The obvious answer is, of course, because it's something that's mean or hurtful. But people usually have unique things that upset them or trigger them for a reason that is unique to them. See if you can figure out why this particular thing is so upsetting for you and if there's a healthier way you can address that within yourself. You can also look at your actions for clues. For example, if you react to being upset with yelling, why are you yelling? What are you really trying to accomplish? Are you trying to be heard? Do you feel that you're not being listened to? If so, does yelling change that? Does the reaction action you're engaging in solve this problem? Why is feeling unheard by this person or in this situation so upsetting to you that it's causing this kind of reaction? What am I really trying to do here? Through exploring these things and answering these questions, we can look at what is going on within ourselves, which makes understanding how to manage our reactions easier. In the end, learning to control your reactions is a skill that will be invaluable to you in your life. You will see how much harder it is for someone to manipulate you when you can do this. Things become clearer and more peaceful as well. It just takes practice. The truth is, you are in a war for mastery over yourself and your emotions. If you can be controlled and manipulated to react through your emotions, other people can control you. It's up to you to decide who is going to win this, you or the narcissist. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and through Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the book and appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops, clinics, and seminars, some of these monthly and some of these a few times a year. So if you're interested in seeing what we are running and when, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.